one vote, one attorney general, and all the questions that follow. The Senate confirmed Todd Blanche as attorney general by a vote of 50-49, one of the tightest cabinet confirmations in recent memory, and by itself a measure of how contested the nomination was. Blanche is not an obscure Washington functionary. He served as Donald Trump's personal criminal defense attorney, sitting at the table during both the New York hush money trial and the federal classified documents case. Nominating that same attorney to lead the Justice Department raised immediate conflict of interest questions that even some Republican senators could not easily dismiss. The concessions required to secure confirmation were substantial. Blanche rescinded a controversial $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund, a proposal critics characterized as a mechanism for funding investigations into the administration's political opponents, and agreed to narrow what was described as a tax immunity deal. When a nominee surrenders those items before a single vote is cast, it suggests the opposition had enough credibility to matter. The central question now is whether concessions made to court undecided senators survive contact with the office itself. The Justice Department is already navigating legally sensitive terrain. The department has declined to refund restitution payments made by a pardoned January 6th rioter, threading a needle between honoring the pardon politically and maintaining that financial obligations to victims constitute a separate matter. Separately, the Senate Homeland Security Committee voted 8-5 along party lines to hold former NIAID Director Anthony Fauci, age 85, in contempt for invoking the Fifth Amendment. The DOJ is now reviewing that referral, though legal experts across the spectrum have expressed skepticism about prosecution viability. Invoking a constitutional right is in itself constitutionally protected conduct. What connects these early episodes, Blanche's confirmation, the restitution position, the Fauci referral, is the department being asked to serve the administration's political objectives while maintaining credible standing in federal courts. Legal observers note those two demands are not always compatible. A 50-49 confirmation suggests even Blanche's own party is not fully persuaded he can walk that line.